I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time a fruit called bitter melon and what to do with it.
Degree Rai and her son David are farmers in Truro. They emigrated here from Nepal in 2011, and they say there's one crop that's common there that almost no one recognizes on the Cape.
People call it bitter melon or bitter gourd.
Bitter melon looks like a cucumber, but pointy at each end and covered in small green bumps and spikes. David says in Nepal, it goes by a similar name.
Tite karela. Karela means squash, and then tite means like bitter.
And do you get a lot of questions about them at the market?
Yeah, a lot of people always are wondering what they are, and I just have to sit there almost like all day long whenever we have them, just answering questions.
In Nepal, tite karela or bitter melon is sought after. Not necessarily because of its flavor, which lives up to the name, but because of a long list of health benefits. It's said to increase metabolism and ease digestion, cleanse the liver, and help with diseases like diabetes and cancer.
If you just kind of search it up and put in how it benefits you, there's a whole lot of lists that will pop up. And
everything?
Yeah.
Everything.
How do you eat them?
We usually saute it. My mom cooks it with like potatoes and like beans and stuff like that.
Degri says the key is the spices. First, she gets a pan hot and adds fenugreek and cumin and oil, and then stirs in a whole bunch of flavorful foods from the garden.
Garlic, onion, chili pepper, bitter melon, chopping potato, some beans, some eggplant. Somebody use some chicken meat. Cooking not too long, maybe 15 minutes ready. A little bit bitter, very good taste.
Degri says this dish of sautéed veggies and chicken with bitter melon is very common in Nepal and well known as an all-around health food. And she says that while she's never heard of anyone in her home country eating the leaves, a Jamaican cook that she's met here on the Outer Cape puts them into smoothies. Bitter melon is found all over Africa, Asia, and the Caribbean, where cooks make the fruit into everything from pickles to soft drinks to Indian curries and soups to a version of stuffed squash filled with lentils and grated coconut. Degri walks me over to where the plant is growing. This is it?
Yeah.
Wow, it's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Do you always grow it up?
Yeah, grow up, making big bush, climb up. See fruit?
The bitter melon vines climb up small saplings that Degri and David have cut down to form into a tall trellis, well over my head. They say the plant likes hot weather, so as soon as the frost come, the season will end. In the meantime, the bitter melon fruits are slowly gaining a following on the Outer Cape.
Saying in Provincetown, more people know about it. I think it's just because of all the different cultural groups of people that are there, and you have a better chance of finding someone there that knows what to do with it than like anywhere else, really.
I tried one, and bitter is never my first choice, but the flavor mellows a bit as it cooks. And mixed with other veggies, bitter melon is subtle and well worth it given all the health benefits. It's in season from August through early October in our area, and you can find it at farmers markets on the Outer Cape. Or ask at your market, and maybe someone will start growing it. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see pictures of bitter melon and find links to a few good-looking recipes on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.